Warzone Studio was kind enough to send out a couple of their battle mats for us to review, and I have to say, you guys, I absolutely love them. The mats we received have the kill team layout on them, making it quicker and easier to place objectives and terrain pieces to create a good play experience. The mousepad material the mats are made from is an upgrade from the foldable cardstock boards that you are used to seeing come in kill team boxes. Warzone Studio are even helping support the channel by giving us a kickback for each order placed using the link in the description below. So make sure to check them out, and thank you to Warzone Studio for sponsoring this video. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Command Point.
Hello.
Yeah.
We're here.
We are here.
We are so back.
So it's been a minute. My name's Ryan. Today I'm here with Shane.
Hello.
Sorry, I caught you when
you were... Yeah, you caught me the moment
I caught you sipping.
Yeah, you caught me sipping. But we are here. Where are we, Ryan?
So we are in the Millennium Games Studios here in Rochester, New York. Special thank you to Millennium Games for allowing us to use the studio space to record the Command Point podcast. Big ups to them. If you're ever in Rochester, make sure you come by and check out the store. It is the largest game store, like board, card game, minis, whatever have you, really, in the country now. At their new location. So make sure to check them out. I'm going to leave a link down in the description.
And let me tell you, if you are watching or not watching on YouTube, rather, it is fancy.
It's really nice in here.
We are dancing in the wealth. And it's not just us. We got the deucer over here, Jonah.
Shouts out, Jonah.
Shout out to the producer helping us out here with this whole thing. And there's so much going on. I mean, we haven't done a pod in a while. It's been a busy time for both of us.
Yes.
And I don't really know even where to begin because there's been, obviously there's Worlds, which is what we're going to talk about today.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Mm-hmm.
It's the World Championships. It is Tuesday night. I'm going to be in Atlanta tomorrow.
Yes.
I'm going from here to bed and then waking up and going to the airport at about 4 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
And... I also don't think we've done anything since they teased the next box. There's Scouts and Eldar coming.
Yeah.
Some
Scouts and
capacity.
Scorpions.
Yeah, but we don't have the rules yet, so we don't care.
No.
That's how this works, right? That's how this show is.
Yep.
But, yeah, I mean, Ryan, how's it going?
It's going pretty good. I've been having a lot of fun recently, actually, painting up some more of the Night Lords.
Oh, very nice, very nice.
Mm-hmm. Some more of the Legionnaires.
Yeah.
For Kill Team, so that's a lot of fun.
Our very favorite Legionnaires that I'm bringing, painted up as Night Lords to Atlanta.
Yeah.
And I mean, the whole thing with Worlds is just like I'm going tomorrow. And it still hasn't really, like, sunk in.
That is kind of,
it is pretty wild.
Yeah.
But there's a lot to talk about. Kill Team's been good. I haven't really had time to play it since Nova, if I'm being honest.
Yeah, we played maybe, like, how many times? Like, I want to say we've played twice.
I think we've played once. Maybe twice.
I think we've played twice.
Maybe it is
because
twice.
I played my Casterkin against, like, Hearthkin that you ran. I played him against the Legionnaires, and then I think you ran Hand of the Archon against him one time.
That sounds
like
great.
Recently.
I was messing around with things that weren't Legionnaires for a little bit.
Yeah.
And I guess, we're going to talk about the world. First of all, so the whole like journey of qualifying for Worlds, not qualifying, like that was obviously ACO and all that, but the lead up the past few weeks, they've been giving us like info as it goes on about the format and stuff, and I've been like, there's been like these little Zoom calls that we get invited to that are more like we go in and we like listen to like Mike Brandt talk for like an hour and answer questions. And I'm very excited to just go and just see it. Because alongside the World Championships is the Grand Narrative, which just sounds like it's going to be crazy.
Yeah.
Like it's very, I don't even know how to describe, like I haven't seen it obviously until tomorrow, but.
From what you've told me, it sounds like the Warhammer experience of a lifetime.
Yeah. I mean, if you're like into the lore and
And
you want to live in the Death World Forest for a day or a weekend, I guess, that's the place to go. I don't really know what to expect, but I'm definitely going to be popping my head in there.
Oh, yeah.
But they're very, like, intense about it. Like, they mm-hmm. told us, like, if you go in there, if you filthy competitive players go in there,
yeah,
don't call them players.
Do not break their immersion.
Don't say the word game or points. They're, like, commanders, and they're waging war in there.
I want to go so bad.
And it's kind of crazy.
I wish I signed up for that.
Yeah. But...
Put
no.
me in.
I'm on the other side in the competitive zone for kill team,
yeah.
Of course. And it's very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess this is gonna be out before
it should,
the world starts.
Should be out tomorrow.
Yes. So Wednesday. It should be Wednesday for you, listener. And I guess as a quick breakdown of the format.
Yeah.
So Thursday and Friday, first of all, it goes from Thursday until Sunday, which is like
That's a marathon.
It's a lot of kill team. It goes Thursday and Friday is going to be group stage. So there's four groups, and there's going to be two rounds on Thursday and three rounds on Friday. And effectively, my understanding is you kind of need to go 4-1 or 5-0, obviously, to make it out of groups. And I think there's like a possibility that you can go 4-1 and not make it out, but I don't know. Either way, there's four groups, and I think two people are going to get out of each group for Saturday and Sunday, which is the top eight bracket. And the top eight bracket is a double elimination bracket. And it's going to be a lot of games if you make it. But if you don't make top eight, there's like a different little like three-round tournament over the weekend that you can take part in.
It's called like the World's Group or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, it's the World's Group. And everything is like very – it's like the World Cup.
That's what it should be.
That's kind of the point. And mm-hmm. so like your games, even if you don't make top eight – they are stressing that it's important to play in the world's group because you are playing for like your country score, and they're going to have a page on Best Coast Pairings that people can check out and see how the country's doing. And yeah, so I think that's pretty cool. I think that's an interesting dynamic that they're adding to like make every game matter.
Mm. You're not just going there to try and win yourself. You're going there. It's kind of like a team tournament.
Yeah.
In a sense.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
And in the group stage, my understanding is they're going to intentionally try to not pair you against people from your country unless it's unavoidable.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's the format. And I guess, I mean, we're going to go into the weeds, I guess, and talk about like the faction spread, right?
Yeah.
Do you want to get started on that?
Yeah. So, here we got it pulled up here. You can also find out this information on Goonhammer,
yes,
where Travis put up an article breaking all this down.
That's where we're getting this from.
Mm-hmm. So there's a whole lot of green on this graph here, Shane.
There is. I mean, let's start with that, I guess. Start with the green.
Yeah.
Because there hasn't been a balanced data slate since Nova. We saw Nova.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so Orc
eight,
Commandos.
Seven Commandos, I think it is. Seven or eight.
That's seven.
Seven, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there was somebody that wasn't counted on this graph because I believe Liam Garrett, to my understanding, was initially signed up as Breachers, but I think last minute he swapped to Commandos. So there might actually be a Commandos. I don't know for sure.
It wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah. And then we have three Chaos Cultists. So, I mean, it's... If you ignore the green...
Yeah. It's a really good spread of factions.
It's a great spread.
And there's some factions on here that I'm not sure that I would have expected, to
Chaos
be honest
Demons,
with you.
Perhaps?
Chaos Demons is definitely one of them. There's one player running Chaos Demons.
Yes.
Hunterclade, I think, is an interesting choice. We haven't seen a lot out of them recently. There's one player playing them.
Last year, you were on last year, and half of the players in the finals were playing Hunterclade.
Yeah.
So.
How how the turntables.
Yeah. We have one Gellerpox, one Hearthkin, one Phobos. We have two or one. I'm not sure. Navis Breachers. I mean, because it says two, but I don't know if that's counting. We had the switch last night.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But
three Intercession, three Vetguard, three Inquisitor.
Three Inquisitor.
That's interesting. Three Legionary, three Blooded, two Corsairs.
Oh, there's really, and then, there's two
Corsairs, huh? Yeah, I'm kind of surprised that there's Corsairs.
I thought there was only one.
Yeah. And then three Chaos Cultists, three Elucidian Starstriders as well.
Yes.
And that's the entire breakdown for all the teams that are going to be showing up at World.
I mean, do we want to talk about like notable exclusions?
Sure.
Off the top of my head, I believe I was expecting somebody to run Strikeforce Jestion.
Yeah, none of that going on.
None of that. There's a few Intercession. I honestly expected more Intercession, but I feel like there's somebody missing that I'm blanking. I expected more Hearthkin for sure. There's only one Hearthkin.
Yeah, I was surprised by that too because they just got a really big buff.
Yes. No Hand of the Archon.
Yeah, no Hand of the Archon.
And no Void Dancers.
I love Hand of the Archon. I also love Void Dancers.
Yeah,
I'm surprised that neither of those are represented here.
Yeah, I mean, Void Dancers are like a competitive staple since release. And
yeah.
It's weird that they're not here,
mm-hmm.
I feel. Maybe it's not weird. I don't know. They suck against Commandos, for what it's worth. But the fact that nobody took them, I guess the meta has been pretty bad for them like all year.
Yeah.
They didn't really like the melee meta.
No.
And they don't like Commando meta.
Nope.
And I don't even know what was before melee meta. If I'm being, I can't even remember.
Balance?
Was there? There was never balance, was there? There could not. There's just no way.
It's a balanced format?
Yeah, I can't remember what happened before the melee summer. But, well, there was KTO. There was a lot of Into the Dark going on. It was just like regular.
KTO around that time, I feel like the meta was pretty balanced. I think it was Intercession was kind of running the show.
Intercession was pretty good.
Yeah.
But yeah. So then, I mean, like I mentioned earlier, there's four groups. And the groups are, we're going to go by each group, Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to make our predictions for each group. First of all, we're going to go through because only assuming two get out of each group. I'm not going to do a prediction for group one because, spoiler alert, I'm in group one.
Yeah.
I'm in it. You can do a prediction for group one.
Okay.
We can join to do predictions for the rest of them. But let's go through the players and the info that we have here. Group one, pulled up on the screen here. Starting at the top, we've got, and I've looked at this group a lot, spoiler alert. It came out last week, and I'm in the group, so I've been just like looking at it over and over and like thinking about the matchups here. So first of all, we have, and apologies in advance if I am mispronouncing your names. We have Alejandro Jimenez from Mexico running Orc Commandos, so off to a green start.
Yeah.
We've got Mark Garrett from the United States running Phobos. Mark went 5-0 at Kansas City Open with Phobos, so a force there. We've got Matthias, I'm not even going to try to pronounce your last name, from Poland running Inquisitorial Agents. My understanding is Matthias he's been a very, very dominant player in Poland for a long time, pretty much since the game came out. And he's running Inquisitorial Agents. So we've got, Ryan, who do we got next?
We've got Ratman from Argentina running Blooded.
I mean, that's a...
If he shows up and these Blooded are not, like, converted Skaven, I'm going to be very disappointed.
Yeah, I'll have to let you know. I may very well play the Ratman. It's more likely than not.
I also want to see his passport just to confirm that his name is indeed Ratman.
I suspect that it's not. But we've got honestly, before we move on, it's cool that we have like Latin America showing up here. Like, I don't know anything about the Argentinian scene.
Mm-hmm.
Or the Mexican kill team scene, or the Peruvian scene.
Like, back when we were running, like, a lot of kill team tournaments over TTS, there was, like, no, basically, Latin American representation, right?
Not a ton.
Yeah.
Not a ton.
That was, like, all over the internet in, like, pretty similar time zones to US,
so. These days, there is.
That's good.
A little bit here and there. But yeah, so I mean, the players from Argentina, the players from Mexico and Peru, total wild cards in my opinion. I mean, we don't know. They could be amazing. They could be the best player at this tournament could be from Latin America. And mm-hmm. We would have no idea.
Yeah.
Moving on, we have Ryan Slater from England, a.k.a. Ryan of Turning Point Tactics,
mm-hmm.
Running Elu City and Star Striders, which scares me. That's a really good team.
Yeah.
We have Ryan Zentgraf from the United States running Elu City and Star Striders. We have two Ryans running Star Striders.
It's not going to get confusing at all.
Not at all.
One of them has a British accent.
Yes. My understanding is Ryan Zentgraf won the Alamo GT in Texas.
Okay.
And that's about all I know about Ryan. And I'm excited to meet all these people.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's me.
Yeah.
From the United States.
Yeah.
Running Legionary. And mm-hmm. I've opted to go Nurgle Korn instead of Nurgle Slaanesh.
Yeah. Interesting choice.
I'm not going to go into it.
No, but we're not going
after,
to.
After
we'll talk about
we'll
it.
We'll talk about it, yeah. Mm-hmm. We have True Carlson from the United States running Veteran Guard. He's another Brooklyn-based player. So we've got quite a few Northeast representatives here in this group one.
Yeah.
And then we have Wallace West from Spain running Commandos. So my understanding, I believe Wallace took second place at Warhammer Fest, the one that had like 130 players.
Oh, okay.
He was in the grand finals of that. That's where he got his ticket from. So has to be a little Spain mixed in. So,
yeah.
Ryan, I'm not going to do the prediction there,
mm-hmm.
but... because I'm in the group.
Yeah.
But if you had to pick who's getting out of group one, and obviously, you know.
So how many? So just one player gets out
of
group one?
Two players.
Two. Okay. So it's going to be you, and it's going to be Ryan Slater.
Ryan Slater, Turning Point
yeah.
Tactics?
Yeah.
Okay. I could see that.
I think. So how many games do you have to win to get out of your group?
Probably at least four.
You got to win at least four.
Yeah.
So you'll probably lose one to Ryan Slater.
I will?
In like the last round.
You think I will?
Yeah.
Got a lot of faith in me here, Ryan.
Well, I mean, it's just math. I mean, you don't like the Star Strider matchup?
I don't hate it. Don't like Star Striders. I find them
As a faction.
As far as playing Legionnaires against them, I'm not
mm-hmm.
totally uncomfortable. But I just think Star Striders are kind of a...
Is there any team that you're seeing on here that you think you have a really bad matchup into?
The worst one here.
Probably like Blooded.
It's Blooded.
Yeah.
It's the Rat Man playing Blooded. That's what scares me a lot.
That's who Jonah thinks is going to take this whole thing down, right?
Yeah, well, Rat Man.
God, I can't believe Jonah. That the Deucer he's turned so fast and he just got here.
Yeah, geez, man. Just don't say anything.
Hey, there's two choices. One of them's you, the other
one's Rat Man. Fair enough. No, I mean, I think any one of. Because it's weird because I think right off, like Matthias and Ryan Slater and Wallace are all like really, really strong
yeah.
players.
I mean, Wallace, he's number 7, you're number 10,
yeah.
and Ryan Slater at the time that this like screenshot was taken are all ranked in the top 10 on the ITC. So,
and kind of like I mentioned earlier, like as far as we know, maybe you know, Alejandro or Ratman are better than everyone in that group.
Yeah.
It's just wild cards.
Yeah.
So it's going to be really hard to get out of that group. I think I ended up in a pretty tough one. But then we have group two. So getting into this here, this is the group that has Adrian Bonvento from Brooklyn representing Orc Commandos, of course.
Yeah.
That is his bread and butter.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've got Alberto Java from Spain playing Chaos Cultists. I've actually played against Mr. Alberto TTS once before
mm-hmm.
in like the USA versus Spain thing.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, he was playing Breachers at the time. Now he's playing Cultists, so I don't know. But Spain, very good players coming from Spain. Then we have Alejo Martin, our second Mexican representative here playing Corsairs. Which is pretty cool.
Yeah.
Honestly, I think Corsairs is a bold choice here in this field.
Corsairs are a bold choice. And, like, I've probably talked about this every chance I get when we talk about Corsairs on this podcast. But they're just feast or famine with their dice. Man, it's like if you just roll bad, it's like there's not a lot you can do. And you can say that about a few teams in this game.
Yeah.
But, like, Corsairs especially... If you roll bad, it really sucks.
Yeah, I mean, feast or famine, like you said. And then next up, we've got Brandon Bean from the United States playing Blooded. I believe he won Killscream over in the Pacific Northwest.
Okay.
So he is one of our Pacific Northwest representatives, which might as well be a different... It's a totally different region.
Yeah. Kind
of very split from a lot of the other West Coast regions.
Mm-hmm. Brandon Bean, not to be confused with the Buffalo Bills general manager. He's definitely not this person.
Not the same guy. Different guy.
No. I saw that name. I'm like, where do I know this guy from?
Sure. So then we have Javier Sawyer Aguilar. So shout out to this guy because for several reasons. First of all, he's playing Chaos Demons at the World Championships. He won his golden ticket playing Chaos Demons. He's pretty much, as far as I'm aware, he's only played Chaos Demons. And he's also the person that put these charts together.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, that Goonhammer is using. And so, I mean, he's been hard at work. And I hope he gets out of groups. Next up, first of all, I also want to highlight his, he's going with Demonettes, Bloodletters, and Pink Horrors. So no Plague Bearers on the roster, which is, you know, I'm going to go out on a limb here and
that's
say,
insane.
This guy knows demons better than I do. So
yeah, he's got to know something.
Yeah. Next up, we have Liam Garrett from the United States running Orc Commandos. So it says Imperial Navy Breachers, but this was outdated. He is running Commandos. He changed the last minute. Liam was a diehard Commandos player from like day one. So, I mean, it's his like spirit team, I think.
Yeah.
And he won the Goonhammer Open to get his ticket. Next up, we have Matt Wilhelm from the United States, our second Pacific Northwest player. So they're both in the same group, which is unfortunate. Playing Commandos, and he was the winner of the Tacoma Open. And last but not least, we have Thibaud Dayan from France playing Elucidian Starstriders. So, predictions. What do we got, Ryan? Who do you got getting out of this group?
I got to see the God, I really want Sawyer to make it out with Demonette, Chaos Demons. Not just Demons, like Demonette, Chaos Demons. I don't think I can a single game involving Demonettes.
No.
No.
Yeah, they're not. Well, you know, I don't know.
I don't know, maybe they are. We don't know.
Yeah. I mean, first of all, everybody in this tournament's just amazing, so who knows. I don't know if I can, in good faith, say that I think Demons will make it out of this pod here. It's not a bad pod for Demons, though. I'll say that.
Yeah.
I don't think it is.
I mean, honestly, like, Demons kind of... Demons can play into Commandos pretty well, right?
I mean, not terribly.
Not terribly
not
well?
Terrible.
Oh,
no,
it's
I mean,
not
it's
a
not,
terrible matchup for him?
I don't think it's terrible.
I don't think Corsairs...
No,
unfortunately, I don't think Alejo Martin makes it out of here just because of the faction. So I'm going to go with Adrian and Javier as my two picks.
You're going with the Chaos Demons?
Yeah.
Oh, baby.
No one's going to expect this. No one's going to know how to play. How do you play against Demonettes? What do Demonettes even do in Kill Team?
They are melee specialists.
That are worse than Bloodletters?
They are.
But you're doubling up.
They're worse than Bloodletters, but they are. Their thing is they have a strat ploy. So all the demons have their own strat ploy.
Right.
The demonette one, they can free dash. So it's really good for objective play because they can reach those objectives that are more than 6 inches away.
Mm.
And with the Hornblower, I mean, they can move dash 10 inches and then cap a point, you know. So
is kind of gross. I really like that.
Yeah, I think it's a pretty good objective thing. They've got some good equipment, too, that makes their melee 4-6 with Rending.
Mm-hmm.
Their melee is naturally 4-5 with Relentless.
Mm-hmm.
Pink
Horror's shooting is good, too. I really love the Pink Horror's shooting.
And I think Split is real good now that we have extra CP from Crit Ops.
Yeah. So those are my two picks, Adrian and Javier.
Okay. I can't pick Chaos Cultists in this group because I think they're going to get eaten by Commandos. I think they could get eaten by even Corsairs. I think like Corsairs have the ability to really punish Chaos Cultists. I don't know if I can say that Adrian doesn't make it out. I think I have to say Adrian gets out. He's just been on such a tear. He won Nova. He won Tampa Open. He won the New York Open all in the last like 3 months. Yeah. So I think I have to say Adrian gets out for sure. And the tough thing after that is deciding who's the second team.
If I didn't pick Javier, I would have picked Liam Garrett.
I am tempted to pick Liam.
Yeah.
I think this, if there's any group where two commandos get out, I think this is the group. And I think I'm going to say that. I think I'm going to say that it's Liam and Adrian that get out of this group. As tough as it is to say, I don't have enough info on our French representative here playing Star Striders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have enough really for to speak super confidently about how the Blooded are going to do in this matchup. I think Brandon's a pretty good player, but I'm going to go Commando Dominance, American Commando Dominance in this group. I'm going to say Adrian and Liam.
All right.
Okay.
This is group three?
Yeah, we have group three here. And the I'm trying to remember this group. Okay, so at the top we've got a Chilean representative, Felipe Gallardo, running Inquisitorial Agents. Don't know anything about Chilean Kill Team. I think it would be really cool if it just turned out that the best player at this tournament was Chilean guy.
Yeah.
The one Chilean guy.
Yeah.
We have Jason Steinke from the United States. I believe he was the winner of SoCal Open, maybe? I'm not 100% sure. It was a West Coast event. I'm pretty positive it was a West Coast event, though. And he is running Intercession. That's our first Intercession, I think. Next up, we have John Reese. Can you roll a crit? He's representing Wales. I don't know. I'm going to have to ask him this when I see him. I didn't know he was Welsh. He doesn't sound like he's Welsh. Do I know accents?
I thought he lived in London.
I thought he lived in London, too. He sounds like he lives in London.
Yeah.
What the heck, John?
Well, maybe his family's originally from Wales.
Maybe. He's playing Hearthkin Salvagers. Maybe his ancestors are from Wales, and therefore he is doing the ancestor.
Oh, he's Hearthkin. Defending the ancestors. Yes.
See where I'm going here?
Oh. I really hope he is. That'd be a really cool thing to do.
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
We have Camille Pardis from Poland playing Imperial Navy Breachers. Leander Garrett from the United States playing Vet Guard. I'm going to be honest. I thought Leander was going to play Star Striders. I know he really likes Star Striders. I've never known him to be a Vet Guard player. But Leander won Adepticon with Star Striders, and that is how he got his ticket.
Mm.
Next up, we have Liam Bladwell from Australia. 21st on the ITC ranking. I just want to highlight that.
Yeah.
I didn't know there was enough. It's cool that Australia has an active enough scene where you can have like a really high ranked player. So Legionary, and he's running Slaanesh and Tzeentch. Holy smokes.
Yeah, you don't see that.
No, I mean, that's like, the opposite of what I'm doing.
Yes.
Next up, we have Martin Scapel from France playing Blooded. Mike Cortez from the United States playing Orc Commandos. Yeah, very good player. I don't know where he won his ticket. I just don't have a clue where he won his ticket. But he's a very good player, so
yeah.
he deserves to be there, and he's playing mm-hmm. Orc Commandos. Nick Craven from the United States playing Chaos Cultist. I believe he got his ticket at Nova by being like third place because Adrian was first. He had a ticket already. I was second. I had a ticket already, so it went to Nick, who was in third.
Yeah.
Nick, going back to Chaos Cultist, I thought he was going to play Blooded. He's a very good Blooded player.
I thought he would have played Blooded, too.
But he's also a great Chaos Cultist player.
Yes.
And then we have Kike Shatara from Spain playing Orc Commandos. So another Commando. So, all right, prediction. What do we got?
So, obviously, I got to go with my boy, Nick Craven.
Mm.
Obviously.
You know, I don't hate the guy. Well... Okay, I was going to say there's only one commandos, but there's actually two commandos. That scares me for the cultists.
Oh, he's fine. Don't worry about it. Mike Cortez is my other pick.
Okay, you're going full-blooded American on these predictions, Ryan. You're showing your bias.
I'll be honest. Look, I'm just picking people that I know, and you know, I'm just, I don't know.
I'm going to say...
I'm ignoring all of the stats, and I'm just picking people who I know personally.
This is high level analysis, everybody.
Yeah,
I'm gonna
think about the intangibles, Shane. The intangibles that Mike Cortez and Nick Craven have.
I know the tangibles.
All right, well.
Well, I'm going to make my prediction here. I'm going to say, I don't think I can say Hearth can Salvagers get out just because I think John's a great player, but I don't like these matchups at all. Outside of the Legionary matchup and Intercession, I think these are difficult for Hearthkin. Maybe I'm wrong. I mean, Commandos and Blooded just don't sound like they feel great.
Yeah.
I don't see Intercession getting out, personally. I'm going to say Kike from Spain with his Commandos. And I'm going to say Leander with Vetguard.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
I like the Vetguard pick. I think it's bold. I don't know.
I don't even think Vetguard, like picking Vetguard is bold. Maybe like not. They're Vetguard.
I think it's bold for
Leander.
They've
always been good. Oh yeah, to go from Star Striders to Vetguard, yeah.
Yeah. And then we have group four. So we have Alexa Pavkovic from Australia. That doesn't sound like an Australian name at all. Playing Chaos Cultists. We've got Blaine Sever. And by the way, group four, this is like, if there's a group of death, I think it's this group. This is the group you don't want to be in.
Oh.
Blaine Severson from the United States, who won his golden ticket from the Kansas City Open with Chaos Cultists. He's playing Hunterclade here. So that's pretty cool, actually. We've got Christopher Scott Blore from England running Legionary, Nurgle Slaanesh. I like how all three Legionary players are doing different combination of marks.
I think that just speaks to how deep the faction is.
Yeah, they're so cool.
Like, it's like weird to me. It's like this team came out, it feels like 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Like, did it actually come out 2 years ago? Or like a year ago?
No. I'm pretty sure it's been like a year and a half at least.
Yeah. Like, this is an older team, but it's like every like few months, like somebody like finds or just like experiments and starts running them differently, and then it's like, oh, this is pretty good, this is different, and then they're running them like that, and then it like shifts how you look at the whole faction.
Next up we have Dawson Arojo. This is our Florida man, our one Florida man at World Championships, representing the Six-Sided Paradise, I believe is the name of
that. Oh, okay, yeah.
Little group.
Mm-hmm.
Cool guys, met him at Nova. Mm-hmm. Dawson, I played him at Nova in the top eight. Really good player, commando player, and he is running commandos here. Next up, we have Ace.
Yes.
Number one in the world from Spain, running Inquisitorial Agents, playing Navy, Arbides, and Vetguard. The Arbides is cool. I don't know if he plans on using it. There must be a use case for it if he's willing to take it in the roster. And I hope we see it. That would be pretty sweet.
Yeah.
Next up, we have Gerardo Asquer from Mexico, playing Veteran Guard. Then we have Jimmy Kelly from the United States playing Imperial Navy Breachers. Jimmy won his golden ticket at KTO playing Talons of the Emperor. And he has moved on to Breachers now. So pretty interesting choice. I've only seen his commandos really and his talons recently.
Mm-hmm.
So curious to see how he does with Breachers. I've heard some people say that Breachers is a counter to commandos.
Why do they say that? Is because of the cat?
I don't know why. Like, so, and I've heard it argued both ways. I've heard people say, no, that's not true. And I've heard, yeah, this is true. I don't know the matchup deeply enough personally to really break it down, but there are people that I know Jimmy is one of these people. I talked to him about this. He does think it's a good matchup for Breachers.
Okay.
So curious to see. Next up, we have Julio Revilla from Peru playing Intercession with Rapid Durable. And then we have Orion Wilfong, the reigning champion at last year's Worlds,
mm-hmm.
playing yet again Gellerpox Infected. He's going back to his Gellerpox, which I think is cool because he played them last year, and
they got to defend the title.
And he like put him down. I mean, he played him at LVO, won LVO, and then put him down for the rest of the year. And since then, they have been nerfed like 800 times.
Yeah.
And I'm curious to see how he does. Like, I don't know if there's rust. I don't know how much he's been practicing, but like coming back to a team that's not at its strongest, you know?
Yeah.
That might be a challenge. And then last but not least, we have Pablo Michelini from Argentina playing Corsairs. So this is a tough group, right? I mean, a pretty like...
Yeah.
I'm glad I'm not in this group.
No, me neither.
Granted, my group is really difficult too, I think. But this is the... I mean, you have literally the finals from last year in the same group.
Yeah, that is kind of crazy.
I mean, is... Go ahead. Why don't you take?
Yeah, so I'll just make my picks here. Orion Wilfong is definitely going to be moving on. And
I mean,
yeah, it's got to be Ace.
It's Ace,
right?
I think it's definitely Ace.
It's got to be.
I mean, what the money line on Ace has got to be so. If there was a money line,
it's probably like -500.
Yeah, you'd have to like bet a lot to make anything on that one.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. I mean, it feels like that's just like the obvious pick, right? You just say Ace and Wilfong and you move on.
Yeah.
Considering we're calling it the group of death. But, I mean, I just can't see Hunter Clade doing it here. I mean, that's
I don't see Hunter Clade. I don't see Corsairs.
No, I can't imagine Corsairs. But, I mean, if you had to make an argument against one of them.
Yeah.
I think it's easier to make the argument against Gellerpox. Right now, just
because of all the nerfs that they've gotten recently,
and, you know, I don't personally know how much Wilfong's been playing him lately, but
I mean, like,
I'm sure he's prepared. You know, I wouldn't be surprised if, you know, he had a rough time against Commandos or Chaos Cultists, maybe. I honestly don't know how the Gellerpox. That sounds gross, man. I don't want to play.
I don't want to play. That game. I don't want to play Chaos Cultists versus Gellerpox.
Hey, as somebody that's had to play Chaos Cultists versus Chaos Cultists.
The amount of dice you're rolling, you might as well just be playing 40K.
Yeah. It's a lot of dice.
Yeah.
So I think I'm just going to agree with you here, Ryan. I'm going to say Wilfong and Ace. But if it's not Wilfong, I'm going to go out on a limb here and say that Dawson really impressed me at Nova.
Okay.
I thought he was a very, very strong player. And then he went and took second at Tampa. So he's practiced on his commandos.
Yeah.
And that
is the only commandos in the group here. So
he is the only commando, yeah. He doesn't have to mirror match. I mean, maybe Jimmy with the breachers takes him down, and Jimmy's right about that counter.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be an interesting group for sure. I mean,
yeah.
I'm hoping selfishly that I can finish my games quickly just so I can go watch the other games at these other groups.
Yeah.
Whether I win or lose quickly, I just hope that I can meander the tables as I like to do. But that's the groups. And I mean, until now, like there's not much else to say until the games start on Thursday.
Yeah.
I don't know how I feel about the round times.
Yeah, do you want to talk about that? Because you talked about the format a little bit, but I don't think you talked about how long these rounds are actually going to be.
Yeah, three.
It's kind of wild.
4 hours per round?
4 hours.
Some rounds are going to be 3 hours. So on Thursday, they're doing only two games, like 3 and 4 hour rounds. And then the reason for that is so that the players coming from, you know, far away aren't like showing up on in like immediately majorly jet lagged playing like four games on day one, which I get. So like it's the idea is more relaxed schedule for the first day of games.
Mm-hmm.
Either way, it's going to be a super fun time, I think.
Oh yeah.
I can't even imagine a world where like anybody can go into this tournament and say like, oh yeah, I think I'm going to win.
No.
Like, it's too stacked. It's like the most stacked tournament ever.
Yeah.
I think.
Like, which is what you want in the World Championship.
Yes.
It feels like a Dragon Ball Z tournament, almost. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Where they're all just, like, battling it out for the fate of the world or whatever. And
like the karate tournament.
Exactly, yeah.
No, but I'm excited. I've never been to Atlanta.
Yeah.
Don't know much about Atlanta other than the Falcons. Hate the Falcons.
No, you don't hate the Falcons. You hate Arthur Smith. You hate the Falcons? Oh, okay. That's right.
All right.
Yeah.
Sorry about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be a good time. Ryan, are you excited about the new box though?
I'm so excited about the new box. Selfishly because I play Space Marines in 40K.
Oh, there you go.
And
scouts are definitely good.
I think they're like 55 points or something right now, and they're just like really, really dumb good, like objective grabbers.
Okay.
At 55 points for a squad of five, that's like incredibly cheap for Space Marines. Yeah, Jonah, you're looking at me like, what the F are you talking about? Yeah, no, that you heard what I said, yeah. Because that's what Space Marines need, right, is a 55-point unit to grab objectives for them. Sorry, this is a Kill Team podcast.
Yeah,
you're a little out of your depth here, but
sounds like a bunch of made-up words.
It is a bunch of made-up words.
But yeah, I mean, also striking
the striking scorpions. Yeah, I'm excited for them. I hope they have like really distinct like specialists.
Yeah,
because like I'm looking at the pictures of the models.
Just looks like
and
a bunch
I'm like
of dudes
they
with
all
swords.
Look they all look the same to me.
Yeah, maybe it's like a. You know, like Void Dancers, like it's mostly the same, like basic guy, but they have
like a couple different weapon options.
Yeah, and it's, yeah. You know, they got like the allegory and stuff, so there's like different little things mixed in there. I don't know, but the models look cool, and it's about time we're getting new Striking Scorpions.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Mm-hmm. New Scouts, too.
New Scouts.
The old Scouts were pretty terrible.
Yeah. I think the new Scouts are
I
really
had the
cool.
displeasure of putting together like one or two of the old boxes, and it's like,
no.
I never want to go through that again.
The old, I'm trying to remember what Compendium Scouts were. Because, I mean, hey, that's a frame of reference for something that we might be able to expect.
Oh, true, yeah.
What was Compendium? Jonah, can you pull up Compendium Scouts for us on like Wahapedia or something? Because I, for the life of me, I can't remember what that. Data sheet even was.
They like weren't horrible.
Yeah, they weren't. They had like no ploys or anything. It was under Space Marines. Yeah, there we go. At the bottom, Compendium Space Marines. Under Phobos.
Oh yeah, just below. The one that says Space Marine right under.
Just
that.
Space Marine. Yeah. Yeah, and you got to go to the Scout Fire Team.
Oh my God, what a nightmare to navigate this.
Yeah, we're looking at the, there we go. Okay, so go down to the data sheets when you can. We don't have to pull this up. I just want to look at it with my own eyes and talk about it.
It's a 10 model squad.
I believe, yeah, it looks like it was 10.
Oh, because
guys.
There were fire teams. Oh, my
yeah,
God. Remember fire teams?
Yeah. all right, so yeah, so Compendium Scouts, it was basically a 10 model team, 8 wounds apiece, 4 up saves. 2 APL, and they had shotguns. It had 4 shots hitting on 2s, damage 4-4, range 6. Pretty sick.
That's pretty good, yeah.
If that's just the whole team, I'm cool with that. Shotgun team.
And spoiler alert, that's not just going to be the whole team.
Yeah. Well, there's probably a heavy bolter.
Oh, yeah.
A missile launcher, which they
yes.
had in the compendium.
Yeah, I think they showed pictures of those models in the kit.
And was there a sniper in the kit?
I think there was a sniper in the kit.
Scout snipers are like classic. And they're probably just going to, if I had to guess, it's just the regular scout. It's just the regular sniper type of like profile.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, if it's a 10 model team with 8 wounds apiece, I mean, that kind of like lines up, right?
Yeah. I think they'll go, I don't even think they're going to be at 8 wounds. I think they're going to have more wounds than that. I think they're going to have like 10, 11 wounds or something.
You think so?
Yeah.
I guess, I mean, yeah, I guess Commandos and Felgor are 10 model teams with 10 wounds.
Yeah. Like, these are Space Marines. They'll have a 4-up save, almost certainly, but I think they'll have a bigger health pool.
Yeah, I hope they just are very tricksy. Like, you know, like Scout.
Kind of like a Phobos.
Yes, like a bigger, like a wider Phobos,
yeah.
Kind of. That would be cool.
Yeah.
Like, I want them to be like a good mission team.
Right.
That would
not just all focused on killing.
Yeah, that would feel
flavorful. I mean, honestly, this could be like with some of the weapons that they bring, with like a heavy bolter and a missile launcher and like a sniper specialist, depending on what the sergeant can have, like this Space Marine team, it could be like the best balanced between like completing missions and just like straight up killing your opponent. Because you're going to be so wide. This is probably going to be like a 10 model team.
Yeah.
Because that's what the compendium was in the compendium team was. So
it's interesting. I mean, I just am excited. There's going to be apparently announcements on Thursday night.
Oh, yeah.
Thursday or Friday night.
Yeah. So Atlanta. It's funny because you're going to, I mean, the people in attendance, they'll be able to go and watch the reveals live, and then they will stream that same like show basically an hour or like after you guys are done. Oh, so we get it. So you're getting like an early screening of it. Yeah. So I'm very jealous.
I don't know what it would be because we've already seen this. It's not like they're going to like, they don't use reveals to show like rules. So I don't expect that.
No.
So I don't, I mean, there's like something
the new models.
Yeah. There's something kill team related. Maybe it's like, because I remember with the start of second season, they like the two boxes came out like really close together.
Yeah.
So it could be another box or something. I don't know. But who knows what we have in store. Kill team, very exciting right now.
Yeah. It'll be cool. I think every, it's like every Games Workshop game except for Warcry, I think, is going to be getting a preview during that event. Yeah, I might even mess around and like go live.
You want, like, you going to go live?
I might live react to it. Yeah.
I'll be there. I could be your man on the ground.
So actually, I don't think we can do that.
No, yeah, I don't think.
I don't think
to.
You can.
There's no way
you can
right?
leak info to me ahead of time.
Probably not.
No.
Unlikely.
Mm-mm.
But I do know that they told us we can like vlog while we're at the event and stuff. There's no like issues with that, but probably not during the reveals. No.
Right. Yeah.
Too bad.
I don't know. Maybe.
I'll ask.
Yeah. You might as well.
Might as well.
Worst they can do is say no.
That is the worst they can do.
Yeah.
And funny story, I just want to talk about this. So list submission for Worlds was like last week. I think it was like November 9th was list submission.
Yeah.
So, well, the idea being you submit your list before you see the groups. Makes sense.
Yeah.
You don't just show up on the day of. I remember like the expectation was the list submission was like November 9th, like midnight, like that night. And then the following day, the groups were going to come out. And I remember the following day, we're like waiting. And I'm like, come on, where's the groups? I want to see the groups. And I get a message from one of the organizers, one of the head competitive like GW people.
Right.
Like messages me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, hey, are you Shane Smith from the tournament, from the Kill Team tournament? And I'm like, yeah, that's me. And he's like, you have a list error.
What?
And I'm like, what? I have a list error? No way.
How did this happen?
Turns out the Chosen for Legionnaires, he has a choice of pistols.
Oh.
Because you just take the plasma, right?
You take the plasma.
Because I know he didn't have a choice of like melee weapon.
Yeah.
But apparently he has the option, if he would like, to take a bolt pistol, a tainted bolt pistol, I think it is. So I had to clarify, yes, I would like the plasma. And then he told me,
yeah, I'll take that plasma pistol, please.
And then he told me, all
instead
right.
Instead of that dirty, nasty bolt pistol.
Yeah, nasty. And then he told me, all right, we can get the groups up now. We were just waiting on that.
Oh, for God's like, sake. Oh,
come on. But yeah,
that
so.
Is so funny.
Hilarious. So, yeah, so
it's
other players.
It's all your fault that you were waiting for the groups
so,
to go live.
Yeah, other Worlds players, if you know, on that day, if you were waiting like I was eagerly for groups and wondering why it was taking so long, it was my fault because the stupid Chosen can take a bolt pistol.
But you never would.
Yeah. No, you wouldn't. You usually won't even take the Chosen at all, let alone
yes.
take him with a bolt pistol.
Yes, yeah.
But yeah. So, I mean, I think, was there anything else you wanted to touch on before we wrap this up?
Nothing really. I mean, like, I wanted to talk about, like, Legionnaires, but we're going to have to save that until after Worlds.
I don't want to spill the beans.
Any of the secret sauce. This is going to be coming out tomorrow.
Yeah, I mean, I can go into why I chose Legionnaires, though, really quick. First of all, this is, like, the last hurrah for me. I think I'm, I say this after every tournament, but I really am done with them now because... It's like a whole season. This feels like the, you know, feels like,
I mean,
the culmination.
Like KTO, or even like before then, did you play in any tournaments before KTO with this team?
No, it was just KTO. After KTO, I said I was going to take a little break, but I was going to go back to them for future tournaments.
Right.
Which I did. But after Nova, I think I said, this is it. I'm done with them after Nova. But then I was there, and it's like, well, you know, they're so good right now.
Yeah.
And I have so much practice on them. And it would be cool to wrap up the season at World Championships running Legionnaires one last time.
Yeah.
There is new, like, stuff that I have in store that I hope works. But mostly it's just a comfort thing. I think they're good in the meta.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing super scares me outside of, like, I think Hearthkin and, like, Kasurken, which there's no Kasurken. That was
yeah,
another
there's no Kasurken, yeah.
And Blooded are the three scariest things. But outside of that, they're pretty good against the field, I'd say.
I think so, yeah.
And I think I'm pretty solid on them. So decided to go with that. But I really actually genuinely thought and considered playing Higher Tech Circle. I'll throw that
out
there.
Oh, really?
There was a moment for like a week, like yeah. a month back, where I was like, you know what? I'm going to play Higher Tech.
Why?
I actually, believe it or not, I actually feel really comfortable on them. Not as comfortable as I do with Legionnaires, but yeah. I think they're one of my better teams as far as like my ability to play them. And I think, first of all, I think they're cool. They're super cool.
That's very important.
And it's very important.
The team has to be cool.
I figured that if I took them, I'd probably be the only person to take them, which means I would get...
You definitely would have.
I get a little token for best of faction.
Oh.
Which they are doing that, so I'm
nice
looking for that for Legionnaires. And I just... I think people aren't ready for Higher Tech. Like, I don't think people...
No.
Nobody's prepping for Higher Tech. And I just felt like they have a little more legs than I think people give them credit for. The team's great. I think they're really good on Into the Dark. Like, so good on Into the Dark.
Mm-hmm.
They're so good on Capture, if you're playing on Capture. And if you take Security, I think they're a million times better. But, yeah, no, they're cool. They're just a sick team. And maybe I'll play them after Worlds. Maybe mm-hmm. that'll be my next team. But
yeah.
Higher Tech, I believe in Higher Tech.
All right.
But I couldn't justify it. I just didn't have enough time to practice and, yeah. like get them sharpened. So, Legionnaires.
Well, all right. Well, Shane, good luck.
Thank you.
To you. And I hope you come back. I hope you come back a winner.
God, I hope so. That would be something, wouldn't it?
That would be something.
That would be wild. I keep getting yeah. second place at these big ones.
So you're due for one, is what you're telling me.
I guess so.
You're due for
that's
a first
what that
place,
means, right?
Mm-hmm.
But no, I did tell somebody I wasn't going to win so that Legionnaires wouldn't get nerfed. So if I don't win,
that's why.
That's the actual.
That was
reason.
Part of the
so
plan.
Just let that.
Okay.
Put that on the record.
Yeah. Good. Yeah, we got it here.
Yeah.
All right. All right. Well, I guess that wraps up this episode. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in and watching on YouTube, listening on Spotify, Apple Podcast app, all those other places that you listen to us.
Yeah. Thank you for your patience. We have not been very active as of late.
Yeah, we've been very busy with like personal stuff.
Yeah, but we came back to you with a beautiful studio.
Yes.
And this is, there's going
to
be more to come.
Yes. Yeah. Once again, thank you to Millennium Games for letting us use this studio space for recording our podcast. And then a special thank you to all of our YouTube channel members, subscribers, and everybody on the Patreon who's been supporting us, especially over the last few months where you've been getting a lot less content from yeah. us than you usually do. But yeah, thank you everybody for watching and tuning in, and we will see you all again in the next one.